please welcome Judy Neuhauser.
You should have lined us all up and done us in order of height so you didn't have to keep adjusting this. Well, I'm curious as to how many of you out there are parents. Aha, this story is for you. This is a story about how my brother continues to live as a happy, not so young anymore, adult. If you're a parent, one of the things you know as a parent is one of the hardest things is the constant noise. Kids run at top volume. They're screaming, they're yelling, they're singing, they're arguing, they're pushing loudly. But you also know as a parent that when it goes silent, that's the time to worry. My mother was downstairs in the room, working in the kitchen, and she suddenly realized there was an absence of sound. She hadn't heard from Douglas in quite a while. Douglas was about 3. So she looked around the kitchen, no Douglas. She looked around the living room, no Douglas. She went up the stairs, looked in the bedroom, no Douglas. She looked in the other room, no Douglas. The playroom, under the bench in the playroom, no Douglas. She opened up the door to the bathroom, and there was Douglas. Now, the other thing about kids is, you know, we adults know things are to be used for a specific purpose. Toothpaste, for instance, you brush your teeth with. The genius of children is they've discovered there are many multiple uses for something, and my brother had discovered a new use for the toothpaste, paint. He had drawn all over the floor, up over the edge of the bathtub, down through the bathtub, squiggles around in the bathtub, up and over the faucets, back out of the bathtub, onto the mirror, through the along the mirror, down onto the counter, as far as he could reach it. And he discovered that if you put it on the toilet paper at just the right place, it unrolled the toilet paper roll. My mother walked into this mess and looked at him, her eyes got big, and she went, "Douglas? You little rascal, you." And she picked him up, she took him downstairs, plopped him in the living room, went and got the towels, got the bucket, got the rags, went upstairs and cleaned up the bathroom. Came down the stairs, went into the living room, no Douglas. She looked around the living room, still no Douglas. She looked in the kitchen, no Douglas. No, in the dining room, no Douglas. And went into the bathroom on the downstairs floor, and there was Douglas, discovering new and inventive uses for the cup. He was standing by the toilet, dipping water out of the toilet and over his head, and out of the toilet and over his head, and out of the toilet and over his head. My mother took one look at him, dripping wet, water all over the bathroom floor. Her fists clenched at this point, and she looked at him and said, "Douglas, you little rascal!" Her voice was not so kind this time, nor was it as amused. She picked him up, wrapped him in the towel, took him into the living room, plopped him on the towel, and said, "You stay put." And she went and got the rags and got the towels and cleaned up the bathroom and came out to the living room. No Douglas. And she looked around. She's like, "Where could he have gone? No Douglas." And suddenly she saw little poofs of black ash coming out of the fireplace. And she realized that Douglas was sitting in the fireplace. Now he was, had been, dripping wet. Now he was dripping wet and black. And there was ashes all over the carpet. This time, not only were her fists clenched, but her teeth were clenched. "Douglas, you little rascal, you!" She wrapped him up in the towel, she plopped him in the middle of the living room and said, "You stay put." And she got the vacuum cleaner. Now, this was one of the vacuum cleaners that was the long tube kind. It looked kind of like a little animal you drag along. It has a long tube coming out of it. It has a bunch of different pieces that fit together. And she plugs it in. She's vacuuming up that. And suddenly, the vacuum stops sucking. She looks around. Douglas is now disassembling the vacuum cleaner. Her hands are clenched, her teeth are clenched, smoke is coming out of her ears, and it's not entirely clear that Douglas will survive this encounter. When he wraps his legs, his arms around her leg, and looks up at her and said, "Mama, I love you." And so my brother survives today.